Dictation for Mark Richardson. MARKRICHARDSON. Mr. Mark Richardson presents with a history of automobile accident affecting him with various symptoms that he is describing. The chief complaints are severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, both the hips, pain in the left shoulder, left elbow, left wrist, pain in both the knees, and left ankle, associated with some headaches. Patient attributes all of these symptoms to the presence of being affected in an automobile accident. Details of the automobile accident are described as follows by the patient. At 11-12-2025, around 12:30 a.m., patient was traveling as a rear passenger on the left side. There were total three people. One was Dominic Payne, who has been seen at the advanced pain care, traveling around Joy Road and Davison, but he is not sure. The other person, Dominic Payne, reported that their accident happened on Wyoming and Fullerton while they were trying to pick up a food, and they were T-bone on the driver's side and back and off the passenger side. As the other driver that was traveling in a Ford pickup truck didn't stop. They were traveling at around 20 miles. The other vehicle was at 60 miles an hour. And because of this impact, the damage was to the driver's side, windows, door, and also the rear trunk towards the passenger side, because the car possibly spin after the accident. He was not wearing a seatbelt. Airbag was deployed. There was no loss of consciousness. It was reported to be a hit-and-run accident by the other person. And so we'll mark that. The police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene, and patient was taken to Henry Ford Hospital while the ambulance, same time, same day, where he was there for 5 to 6 hours. And X-ray of the shoulder were done, which was found negative. CT scan, MRI were done and were negative. The police report was filed, and patient reports regarding the injury, he was leaning on the left door when this accident happened. He was not looking for the accident, and the window was broken, and the impact was pretty harsh. Due to the impact, his entire body on the left side hit into the door. The head hit into the window and the door, and the windshield was broken and door was impacted. There was no bleeding, laceration or fractures at the time. And history of present illness, patient reports of headaches which are present on the left, the patient reports of headaches which are present on the right temple, which is described to be 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And it is moderately severe, off and on, sensitive to light, not sensitive to the noise. There is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, and aura. There is a loss of balance, nightmares, fearful of the event, denies any other symptoms of TBI, no symptom of dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of memory are reported, no lack of focus, lack of concentration, no nausea, vomiting, no blurred vision, spots in the vision, or loss of vision field are reported, and no history of taste problem or smell problem or TMJ problem are reported. The patient do report some difficulty in walking, and he can walk up to a block. No weaknesses, and some weaknesses reported. Fatigue is reported. It doesn't report any saddle anesthesia, sleep disturbance, or anxiety, depression, panic, incontinence, the urine, bowel, numbness or tingling, or lethargy or lightheadedness. Regarding the pain, patient has a pain which is constant, affecting the area of the neck, mid-back, lower back to the tune of 6 and 7. Neck pain, upper back pain is 6, middle back pain 7, lower back pain is 9. According to him, both the hips are hurting, and his left shoulder is 9, and is maximally he can do 90 degrees of abduction. He has pain in the left elbow, left wrist. His index finger is numb. Left knee pain is 9 and right knee pain is 6. Left ankle pain is 5. Patient reports these pains are constant and are described as throbbing, sharp, punishing, cruel, and aching. And they are 6 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing, lying down, driving, bending, and improved with nothing. No numbness, tingling, or shooting pains are described, or any radiation pain is described. Only X-rays have been done to this patient, and the patient has slight motor weakness of the left arm to the tune of 4/5. No numbness, tingling, or pins and needles. No treatment has been afforded. Please review the record for system review, for past surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, current employment status, legal history, personal history. ADLs and diagnosis. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 152 over 106. Pulse 87, pulse ox is 100. Temperature is 97.2. Height is 5'8". Weight is 150. 30-year-old gentleman, African-American male, of a good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. There's no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. No major anxiety. Patient appeared to be slight distressed from the severe pain, but no shortness of breath is present. No lethargy. He has a bad attitude and demeanor, kind of angry. Patient hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and has a slight pain, limping, because of the severe pain in the left knee. Right knee is not extremely painful. You can walk on it. He's not using any adaptive devices right now. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including neurological exam, musculature exam, musculoskeletal inspection and palpation also from template. Spine tenderness is located in the area of L5-S1. And bilateral SI joint. Paravertebral muscles, L1 to L5, are in spasm with the trigger points. Hypertonicity of 2+. Range of motion cervical spine. Forward flexion is 40. Extension is 40. Bilateral side flexion is 40. Bilateral rotation is 40. Lumbar spine. Forward flexion is 30. Extension is 15. Bilateral side flexion is 15. Bilateral rotation is 15. Maneuvers to identify the product of pain is as follows. In the cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative. Purling sign is negative. Lerman test was positive. Destruction test was positive. Compression test was positive. Soto Hall test was positive. In the thoracic spine, slump test and Roos test negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test was positive at 15 degrees. TLR is positive. CAMP test negative. The Brudzinski-Kernig test negative. Bregar test negative. Babinski negative. SI joints. Bilateral SI joints are positive. Lead tender with positive Faber test, positive Gonsalon test, and negative distraction, ilia compression, sternic flexion test. In the extremities examination, access for the left shoulder and the left knee, rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal, which means right shoulder is normal, right elbow and right hand is normal, right knee is normal, and ankle and feet are normal. The examination of the left shoulder provides the following information. Baseline pain complaint is 9. Maximum range of motion affected is 90 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. On inspection, the shoulder appears to be completely normal with no dislocation or any damage. On palpation, there is no dislocation, trauma, contusion, or any other tender points. Range of motions are limited to 90 degrees. Muscle strength slightly poor to 4/5. Special tests are positive for Hawken-Kennedy test, MTB test, near test, P test are positive. Interposterior apprehension test is positive. In the left elbow, no tender points are noticed. At the subolecranon or epicondyle, no fracture, dislocation, unnoticed range of motion of the elbow is normal. In the left hand and wrist, no fracture, dislocation, unnoticed, no swelling, deviation, no muscle atrophy. And motor weakness can be reported to be 4/5, although grip is reasonably normal and reflexes are normal. Carpal tunnel testing was negative for tenderness and fennel sign. Examination of the left knee was found to be slightly positive as follows. On examination, on inspection, in the left knee, there was no scar, erythema, or effusion, but there is a generalized tenderness, peripatellar and deep. Crepitus was not present, grinding noise not present. Range of motion is normal at 135 degrees. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormally absent. Anterior draw, posterior draw negative. McMurray sign, Steinman negative. Patellar apprehension positive. Left ankle and right knee were found to be completely normal. Please use the diagnosis for diagnosis page. Plan of care from the template. Treatment plan is from as follows. The person was ordered a physical therapy to continue 3 times a week to the affected area of neck, mid-back, lower back, left shoulder, left knee, and the left hand. 3 times a week with traction massage, echotherapy, gait training. Patient was considered off work and hospital replacement and transportation has been ordered. Medications are provided to the patient as follows. Mobic 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Elavil 50 mg PRN for GAD disorder and sleep. Zoloft 50 mg twice a day for depression, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for nerve pain, Furoset 1 or 2 PRN for headaches, Lidoprim ointment for topical pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI imaging records and medical records are being released from the Henry Ford Hospital to be reviewed. Intervention procedure, none are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Investigations, none are being ordered. DMEs, patient is being provided with back brace, neck brace, neck traction device, and a tense unit. For further healing, education is yes. Follow-up visit in 15 days. Disability is already discussed. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.